What is a shyster lawyer?
One whose greatest asset is his lie ability.
Correct. Pay that man $8. What is a diplomat?
A man who always remembers a woman's birthday, but never her age.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. As living proof to all you service men and women listening in over there that it does pay to be ignorant, here's another half hour with radio's biggest collection of zanies, the incomparable wits, George Shelton, Lulu McConnell, and Harry McNaughton, our doctor of music, Nat Novick, and the man who sticks his neck out every week at this time, our moderator, Tom Howard.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, here we are again with that quiz program that only goes to prove that people will listen to anything. With a board of experts who are so dumb they think a lawsuit is a policeman's uniform. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled Murder in the Bowling Alley, or You're Supposed to Roll the Balls, Not Throw Them. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
Thank you, Mr. Harry. I have a poem, Mr. Harry.
I see.
I have a bed that's rather short, and yet it can't be beat. Although it lets most of me in, it won't admit defeat.
Defeat. Right. Fine. Very nice.
Very uncomfortable on a cold night.
Yeah, all right. Next, we have a woman who will never have indigestion because she chews her words. A woman who has no family tree, but she has funny limbs. Here she is. Here she is, a honeydew melon with legs, Miss Lulu McConnell.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have you know, Mr. Howard, I had my name in a gossip column today.
Well, you had your name in a gossip column?
Yep. It said which playboy was seen in which nightclub with which glamour girl.
Uh-huh. Were you the glamour girl?
No, I was the witch.
You were the witch. Well, where's your broom? I don't see it. All right, next we have a man... Next, we have a man so dumb, he bought a bottle of hair restorer from a bald-headed barber. A man who always puts crackers in his shoes to feed his pigeon toes, Miss George Sheldon.
Say, Mr. Howard, do you know the difference between a woman and a kangaroo?
No, I don't.
Well, you must have some swell dates.
I must have... Well, you've just met the experts, or should I say ex-jerks. Well, here is the first question on tonight's session. Listen closely. Let's see if we can get an answer to it. How many ways can a man drive on a one-way street?
How many ways can a man... Say, Mr. Howard, I don't often make a request like this.
Uh-huh.
I really feel silly about it.
You look that way.
I just want to ask you, will you please repeat the question?
Oh, I'll be glad to, Mr. Sheldon. How many ways can a person drive on a one-way street?
Thank you.
Mr. Howard, if you pardon me, old boy, that isn't the same question.
What?
The first time you asked the question, you said, how many ways can a man drive on a one-way street?
Well, what did I say the second time?
You said, how many ways can a person drive on a one-way street?
I see. All right, person or man.
Well, which is it? Make up your mind.
It makes no difference, person or man.
But it makes a lot of difference. The person could be a woman.
I see.
That's right. And if it's a woman, there's no telling how many ways she could drive.
You said it, Miss McConnell.
I know I said it. I got ears.
Yeah, she's got ears. Is that what they are? I didn't know.
I say, you know, Mr. Howard, in England, they drive on the left side of the street.
Yeah, they drive that way in Brooklyn.
I see. Look, the question is, how many ways can a person drive on a one-way street?
Mr. Howard, tell me, where is the person going?
Where? Please. That is beside the point.
That's what we're trying to do.
What?
Decide the point.
Decide. I said beside the point.
I accept your apology.
All right, thank you. Who's apologizing?
I don't know.
Is that the question, Mr. Howard?
No, that is not the question. No.
No what?
No, ma'am.
That's better.
Thank you. The question is, how many ways can a person drive on a one-way street?
I think you know, Mr. Howard, today I saw a man going through a one-way street in the opposite direction.
Opposite direction?
He passed a red light at the corner and the traffic cop standing in the middle of the street didn't stop him.
Can't understand that.
Perfectly simple. He was walking.
He was walking.
You know, my girl was driving along the other evening and I said to her, can I put my arm around you? And she shook her head no.
Uh-huh.
Drove a little further and I said, can I kiss you? And she shook her head no.
All right.
You know, I drove for 20 miles before I found out she had her nose stuck in the windshield wiper.
How could she have her nose stuck in the windshield wiper when she was inside the car?
You know, I've often wondered about that.
Mr. Sheldon, you're a sap.
Not only that, I'm refined.
I see. A refined sap.
Yeah, the boys all call me maple sugar.
Oh, isn't that cute?
I like that.
Get back to the question, please.
I drove my car into New York yesterday. I almost knocked the traffic cop down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, did he bawl me out?
Yeah, what'd you say to him?
Well, I said, what are you doing standing there in the middle of the street?
Yeah.
Did I lay him out?
Did I lay him out? Please, how many ways can a person drive on a one-way street?
I say, you know, lately, I've been running my car without the motor.
Why, you should... Running your car without a motor? That's impossible.
Well, the mechanic at the garage last week told me the motor was missing.
The motor was missing.
Yeah. Nice chap, his name was
Charlie. Ain't that terrible?
For the life of me, I can't figure where I lost it.
All right, you'll find it someday. Holiday, played by Dr. Novick and his round table squareheads. Thank you.
I wonder where I lost that motor.
Oh, forget about the motor. Maybe you left it in one of the top drawers of your shipper over something. Here's the next question. This should be a very easy question for all of you.
Well, it's about time we were getting some easy questions on this program.
Yeah. All right. Now, here's the question. In what month of the year do June brides marry? No help from the audience, please. No help.
What's easy about that?
What's hard about it?
One question at a time.
All right.
You know, I was a June bride, Mr. Howard.
You were?
Yep.
Summer must have been late that year.
I'll never forget my wedding day if I live to be 100.
Well, you only got a few more weeks to wait. Now, let's get back to the question.
Yes, let's. What was the question, Mr. Howard?
In what month do June brides marry? It's about marriage.
Oh, marriage. Oh, marriage is a funny thing, you know.
Yeah.
I knew a man who hadn't kissed his wife in 20 years. Then he shot a fellow who did.
Yeah, I see. I can see what you mean. Yeah.
Well, the woman I marry must be good-looking, have money, be able to cook, and so on.
What do you mean, so on?
So on buttons.
So on buttons.
Ah, marriage. I still say marriage is a wonderful thing, you know. No family should be without it.
No. Worse as we go along.
I knew a man who couldn't read or write, and then he married a woman who made a scholar out of him in 2 months.
I knew a man that was a brilliant scholar, and then he married a woman and she made a bum out of him in 2 days.
Look, the question is not about bums.
No?
What month do June brides marry, please?
June brides are getting a wonderful break these days.
Yeah.
You know what I got when I got married?
No, and your old man didn't either.
I remember so well the day my husband went to my father and said, I want your daughter's hand in marriage.
Oh, really? What did your father say?
He said, you gotta take her face, too.
I like marriage, you know. I've been happily married for 20 years.
You've been happily married for 20 years? How do you account for that?
Simple, I never go home.
Well, I had a hard time marrying my old man. I wouldn't marry him unless he wore glasses. And when he put them on, then he wouldn't marry me.
Must have been bifocals or something.
You know, my sister lives up in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Twin Falls? Is she married?
Yeah, has 2 children. I also have a brother who lives in Three Rivers, Michigan.
Three Rivers, really? Is he married?
Sure, has 3 children.
Mm.
Now my younger sister wants to get married, but my father won't let her.
Why not?
The guy she wants to marry lives at the Thousand Islands.
Now it's time for our contestants. So while Mr. Roberts is getting the folks up here, we stop for some music. But do we get any? No. Why? Because we have Dr. Novick and his orchestra. An orchestra which just had music explained to them, but never heard any of it. Here he is, Dr. Novick and his Lease Breakers. Sanctum. That we still have people in the theater. Who is our first contestant, Mr. Roberts?
Our first contestant tonight, Mr. Howard, is Quartermaster Third Class Jack Allen of the...
Good evening, sir, and welcome to our program. We're really glad to have you with us, Mr. Allen. How do you feel, my boy?
I feel fine, sir.
Well, that really is good. Where is your hometown, would you care to tell us?
I live in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Red Bank, New Jersey. Beautiful place. Right at the head of the Shrewsbury River, yeah?
What do you know, Red Bank, New Jersey?
Yes.
Well, take away my knitting and call me breathless.
All right.
I used to work in that town. Yeah, I was a dentist on the farm.
You were a dentist on a farm?
I used to pull roots.
That's getting down to earth, isn't
it? All right, play. Don't let them stump you, Mr. Allen. Pay no attention. What are you doing here in New York?
Just up visiting my girlfriend.
Oh, visiting your girlfriend. Well, that's a nice mission, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, I noticed you have some ribbons there. It seems that you've seen action.
Over in the Pacific Theater.
Over in the Pacific Theater. That is marvelous. Would you mind telling us just what kind of a boat?
I was on a submarine.
Oh, a submarine. Marvelous. How long have you been in the service?
About 3 years.
3 years, yeah. In the service. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Well, by the looks of you, you entered when you were quite young. I judge you just left school and went into the service.
I was only 2 months out of high school when I went in.
Oh, marvelous, my boy. And you've done a great job, I'm sure. And you deserve a hand. Marvelous.
I say, you know, speaking of schools, Quartermaster Allen, during the last war, I left school when I was in the fourth grade.
How was that?
I was drafted.
You were You must have been a very smart soldier.
I was, rather.
Yeah.
I'll have you know that I went into officer's candidate school as a buck private.
Uh-huh. Well, why did you come out as?
A buck private. Shows you how consistent I am.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're glad to be home.
Oh, I've been home all the time.
I'm not talking to you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Howard. Carry on.
As I said before, Mr. Allen, we're very, very glad to have you with us.
We sure are. What's your first name, honey?
Jack.
Jack?
Jack. Yes.
Oh, isn't that a nice name, Miss Marge? Jack. That's
a
great name.
Yes, Jack.
You're
awful
cute, honey.
Okay.
You're not so bad.
Oh, boy, I'm about 40 years younger.
Oh, never mind. You'd have to go back further than that.
Well, you can just call me Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
I'm soft and fluffy. Yeah.
And just as crusty. Jack, would you reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us, please? And would you be good enough to read the question, if you don't mind?
What vegetable is used in making tomato soup?
Very good. No coaxing from the audience, please. You heard the question. What vegetable is used in making tomato soup?
I like that question, Mr. Howard. Very tasty.
I see. There is any chance of the answer, Mr. McNaughton?
No chance whatsoever.
I didn't think so. You should know the answer to the question, Miss McConnell. Do you cook?
Do I cook? Why, I've been cooking for 20 years.
Uh-huh. No wonder you're hard-boiled. No. The question is, what vegetable used in making tomato soup? Would you know, Mr. Sheldon?
No, I never eat tomato soup. I like bean soup.
What vegetable is used?
It's in the question, honestly. You know, you do that every week.
Yes.
And it's really getting momentous. Well, it's getting tiresome. That's
yeah, I imagine, yeah.
You're a dumb cluck.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Mr. Sheldon, how did you ever achieve such a high degree of stupidity?
I don't know, but it ain't everyone can do it.
I can say that. All right, the question is, what vegetable is used in making tomato soup?
I don't like tomato soup. I like bean soup.
All right, you said that before.
What, can I help it if I like bean soup?
Oh, what is this? Please.
I like bean soup, too.
All right.
Where do they get beans, I wonder?
Beans? Oh, why, beans are mine.
All right. What do you mean, beans are mine? Where did you ever see a bean mine?
Out in Ohio.
Ohio?
Lima, Ohio.
Ah, please.
I'm incorrigible.
You know, I like that vein of humor.
Okay, let's get back to the question. It's about cooking.
I love to cook. When I cook a dinner, I throw myself into it.
You do. What a mess of hash that must be.
You should see the dinner I cooked last night.
Oh, really? What do you have, Miss McConnell? Guinea hen under glass?
No. Hot dogs under Dixie cup.
My wife is a wonderful cook, you know. She makes delicious corn bread.
You mean you make bread out of corn?
Why not? You're making dough out of it.
Why, I wish my landlady had learned how to cook. We had turkey for dinner last night. And you know, I wrestled with that turkey for an hour.
Yeah.
Then the turkey got up and wrestled me for an hour. Boy, what a tough boy he was.
I imagine.
I wonder how you can tell a tender turkey.
By the teeth.
A turkey has no teeth.
No, but I have.
Yeah. Why don't you bring them with you some night? If you know so much about cooking, you should know what vegetable is used in making tomato soup.
Why should I? My old man don't like tomato soup.
Neither do I. I like bean soup.
Now, please, don't let's get into that again. I don't think any of you know a thing about cooking.
What do you mean? Why, when I was only 10 years old, I won a prize for cooking.
All right.
I won a barrel of flour.
Yeah, and you've been carrying it around with you ever since. Another contestant, please.
Yes, we have, Mr. Howard. And now I should like you to meet Sergeant Ruth Tenzer of the Women's Army Corps.
Hi. Good evening, Miss Tenzer. How do you feel this evening?
I feel fine.
Well, that is great. And where's your hometown, would you care to tell us?
Lakewood, New Jersey.
Lakewood, New Jersey. Wow. New Jersey is certainly represented here tonight.
Lakewood, eh, Mr. Howard?
Yes.
What a lovely place.
Yeah, if you're down that way sometime, drop in.
Well, I'll have you know that I've been there.
Oh, you have?
Matter of fact, I met a young lady there.
You did?
Ah, romance. It was love at first sight.
Did you marry her?
No, I took a second look.
You mean she took a second look. Now, kindly stop interrupting. What are you doing in New York, Miss Tenzer?
I'm here on a pass for the day.
Oh, you're here on a pass. You having a good time?
Well.
That's fine.
Say, Mr. Howard, you know, I was out with a young lady last night, and her name was Ruth, too.
Uh-huh.
When I took her home, she let me kiss her goodnight at the door.
Simply divine.
Ah, she was a beautiful girl, too.
Yeah.
A platinum blonde.
Well, what do you mean, a platinum blonde? You mean a platinum blonde.
When I kiss her, I platinum.
Say, pardon me, Miss Tenzer, I hate to butt in here, but have you by any chance seen an old motor lying about?
Oh, please, Harry, put an ad in the paper, will you?
It's a one-cylinder job.
Never mind the one-cylinder job. How long have you been in the service?
I've been in service 3 years.
3 years. Congratulations.
Do you like bean soup, Miss Ruth?
Never mind, does she like bean soup? Mr. Sheldon, you're a nitwit.
I know what you don't have to remind me.
All right.
You know, Miss Howard, I was a whack in the last war.
Wait a minute, they didn't have whacks in the last war.
No?
No.
No wonder they threw me out of Camp Dick.
I see. That's terrible. In the Civil War, there was no Camp Dick. Now let's get on.
Well, you ought to know.
All right, please. The dunce cap there, Miss Tenzer, and pick out a question for us, please. And would you be good enough to read the question? Just take your time and read it. Right into the microphone.
How many lakes are there in the five great lakes?
How many lakes are there in the five great lakes?
I'm afraid that question is too deep for me.
All right.
Mr. Howard, tell me, how deep are they?
That makes no difference.
Oh, but it does, old boy. I mean, a person might want to dive into one.
Yes?
Surely want to know how deep it was.
All right. I don't know how deep they are.
You don't? Then how do you expect us to know? What do you like that guy? He asks questions and he don't know himself.
All right. Mr. Sheldon, have you got a chip on your shoulder or is that your head? I didn't ask you how deep the lakes are. I asked you how many lakes are there in the five great lakes.
Mr. Howard, is Lake Michigan one of them?
Why, Miss McCall, I'm surprised. Yes, it is.
I was out there last summer, but I never thought to ask how deep it was.
Well, that's too bad. Mm. Yeah.
You want to pay my expenses, I can go back.
Never mind, we're not interested in the debt. I just want to know how many.
How many Lake Michigans?
No.
I believe there's only one.
Look, Miss McConnell, there are 3 million cells in the human brain, and not one of yours is working.
Neither's my old man.
I say.
He's been out of work for... Oh.
Never mind, please.
Mr. Howard, did I understand you to say 3 million?
Yes.
My word, that's a lot of lakes, isn't it?
Ah.
Imagine that, 3 million lakes.
Mr. McNaughton, I've seen better heads than yours on a glass of beer. Now let's get on.
When you were at Lake Michigan, did you go in swimming?
Oh, sure. I met a nice young man who offered to teach me how to swim. Well, he taught me for over an hour. Then the lifeguard came along and made us go in the water.
Yeah, I
see. You know, I tried to swim last summer. I almost got drowned.
Why, didn't you wear water wings?
I did, but I sank anyway.
Well, did you blow the water wings up?
Oh, are you supposed to blow them up?
Mr. McNaughton, what size dunce cap did you wear when you went to school?
I think it was 6 7/8.
Uh-huh.
I wear a larger one now.
I imagine. The question is not about swimming or beaches. It's about the five great lakes.
Well, lakes have beaches.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Shelton, have you ever seen the Great Lakes?
No, I go to Coney Island. That's where I taught my girl how to swim.
Yes?
You did? Did she have water wings?
No. I thought she did, but I found out later they were her shoulder blades.
I know.
Did you show her any fancy dives?
I didn't have to. She knew every dive in Coney Island.
I guess I had better speak now for all of us and say goodnight for Lulu McConnell, George Sheldon, and Harry McNaughton. Say goodnight for our service guests tuned in around the world, experts.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That was especially for those who were brave enough to stay tuned in for this past half hour. This is Tom Howard inviting you to join us again next week and to hear what we mean when we say...
It pays to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. When I was just a school kid, I was an awful bright. I had a pretty teacher who gave me saying each night, so you see, it pays to be ignorant. Have no brain, be inane, just be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me.
Ken Roberts speaking. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Oh, oh, oh.